it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
James Harden is a Clipper. We don't have time for the theme song. We don't have time for the horn. We only have time for this emergency Clipcast. I'm Chris Kawild. Fear my beard that I will now grow because James Harden is a Clipper. Wow. We all knew it was going to happen, but we didn't know it was going to happen in the dead of night. And it did. It just happened. James Harden is a Clipper. We're also getting PJ Tucker. Mook is getting dished. It's a homecoming for Marcus Morris Sr. back to Philadelphia. I think it gets him out of his funk. I think he has a good year for Philly. I'm also a crazy person. Mook gone. Rocco. Bob Covington gone. Nicholas Batum gone. And KJ Martin Jr. gone. Also a bunch of like picks. Crazy picks. Picks. Not as many picks as we sent to OKC or wherever for PG-13. But the big story, James Harden is a Los Angeles Clipper. Assemble all SoCal team. Local guy James Harden joins local guy Russell Westbrook. Joins SoCal sensation, two-time finals MVP Kawhi Leonard. And, of course, the pride of Palmdale, Paul George. All SoCal. Here we go. I mean, is the starting five, those four guys in Zoo? Is that what's going to happen? Does Russ come off the bench? Bones is still here. But the old Russell Westbrook starting point guard and Bones backup point guard days of the first three games, those are over because now James Harden is a Los Angeles Clipper. Wow. Wow. We got some dogs in this fight. PJ Tucker is a dog. I cannot believe we got him, but we got him. And James Harden is a Los Angeles Clipper. We all know the drama that happened in Philadelphia with Daryl Morey. We all know about it. We all know that James Harden said, I want to go to the Clippers. And yeah, we gave away a bunch of picks for PG. We gave away a bunch of picks for James Harden. But this is now the Los Angeles Clippers with their impending dome, with the fact that they only have 39 more home games in the hockey shitbox. We have a bright, shiny new toy called the Intuit Dome that's going to be the premier destination for basketball on planet Earth. It will be the best basketball arena on planet Earth, and that's not hyperbole. That's literal, the best basketball arena, not built for hockey. Oh, and also, there's a team that plays round ball on the hardwood here. This is an arena built specifically for Clippers basketball, not just basketball. This is an arena built for Clippers basketball. This is something Stephen Ballmer did because he was sick of paying rent at a hockey arena and only making money on t-shirts and tickets. He wasn't making money on beer. He wasn't making any money the nights that the Clippers weren't playing. Well, guess what? Ballmer, there was a loophole. The Great Western Forum was the only building where you could play basketball in Inglewood. So Ballmer bought the Forum. He didn't have any stadiums. Now he's got two. Great Western Forum, owned by Ballmer. Apparently a basketball team played there in the past. I don't know. I only look at the future and the present. And in the future and in the present, James Harden is a Clipper. Holy cow. James Harden is a Clipper. Russell Westbrook is a Clipper. Kawhi Leonard is a Clipper. Paul George is a Clipper. We got ourselves a stacked backcourt, my friends. Hank, who's going to be on the show tomorrow morning when he wakes up, it's the middle of the night. It's after midnight. What's the date today? October. It's Halloween. Come on. Of course it is. It is, for me, it's 12 a.m. Happy Halloween. everybody should dress up as a beard today in Clipper Nation because James Harden is a Los Angeles Clipper. Tonight, we play Orlando Magic. Later today, we're going to do another special emergency Clipcast with Burbank Hank. But I'm Chris Kowal. I had to jump on the mic right now for you night owls, for you Halloweenies out there who are Kawhi Leonard nerds like myself. Guess what? Fear the beard. We got him. Everybody grow your beards out. If you can't grow a beard, grow a patchy mess. But we have the beard. He is here. Hollywood homecoming for Harden. Joining Russell Westbrook, who's been playing great. Joining Paul George, who's been playing great. Joining Kawhi Leonard, who's been playing great. Is the starting five that all SoCal team in Zoo? Or do we need a proper power forward? I mean, Ty Lue said T-Man was going to be the power forward because it's positionless basketball with a center. But P.S., we didn't have to give up T-Man. T-Man off the table. Guess what? Philadelphia needed a deal. They didn't have a player playing with their MVP. Embiid. How many eyes in Embiid? Two, I believe. Poor Embiid. Oh, man. I'm telling you, this is the sale of the century. Do you understand this deal that the Clippers just got? Philadelphia 76ers and Joel Embiid just got fleeced. They just got fleeced by us. Harden, P.J. Tucker, and Filip Petrušev, which obviously I'm going to do as much homework on Filip Petrušev as I can because I'm guessing he's a big. I'm just guessing. I hope Zubats and Petrušev get along. Of course, they're going to be great friends. They're going to be great, great friends. And Mason Plumlee. But P.J. Tucker, oh, man, defensive dynamo P.J. Tucker. 76ers got fleeced. Joel Embiid got fleeced. Harden, P.J. Tucker, and Filip Petrušev for Mook, Batum, Bob Covington, KJ Martin, and picks. That is the sale of the century. The Clippers are now a destination team. Okay, let's talk about picks, 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 picks. We gave up all our picks. We don't need to develop like a Wemby or a Scoot, who, by the way, we've seen and we've destroyed. We destroyed Wemby and Pop Spurs by 40. We annihilated them. I was in the section of the Clipper Yahoos and Wahoos, and my God, I had a blast. I sat next to Dime Dropper. I met a great guy named Duffy, who's the best, who kept yelling at me, are we going to get the Chris Wild six-pack tonight? And Duffy, we got it. And not only that, but we got James Harden. Forget about the Chris Wild six-pack. We got James Harden. That's who we got, Duffy. Oh, baby. We are now officially an honest-to-goodness super team. I always knew we were the best team in L.A., and don't just go by the record of this season, and don't go by the record of last season. Okay, sure, they made the Final Four and got swept. Bunch of jerks. We made the Final Four, and no, we didn't make the finals, but we didn't get swept. Anyway, we got ourselves a super team. We got ourselves a more super team than that other super team. Who's the other super team? Let's see. There's the Beal, Durant, Booker super team. I don't know, some story right now about how PG hates Booker. No kidding. Get in line, Podcast P. Everybody hates Devin Booker. Devon Booker. We all know he was in a boy band before he was in the NBA called Raw Emotion, where he was every member of the band. They actually had a couple of really good songs, really good beats, really good jams that you could bug out to. What's the other super team? I mean, Chris Paul, Steph Curry. What's his name? Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. I mean, I don't know. Are they? Denver Nuggets were the team to beat until tonight. Until Halloween, Clippers are the team to beat. Clippers, no longer under the radar. And how are you under the radar with Russell Westbrook and Kawhi Leonard and Paul George? Because of 50-plus years of history where everyone in mainstream media, legacy sports media, whatever you want to call it, they all just think, oh, this is my granddaddy's Clippers, so they're going to find a way to lose. No. This is 2023. This is 2024. This is our last season in the hockey shitbox. We have the best arena for playing basketball on planet Earth. It's right now. We have the richest owner in professional sports. Do you think he gives a mother's crap? That's right, a mother's crap about 50 years of futility? He doesn't. He bought him for $2 billion with a B. And he made himself a winning team with some of the greatest players to ever lace up their Jordans, to ever lace up their New Balances. Kawhi Leonard is going to be an NBA Finals MVP a third time, my friends. And I hope it happens in the hockey shitbox. I hope it happens multiple times in the Ballmer Sports Access Center, the Ballmer Sports Access Center, the Ballmer Sports Activity Coliseum Complex, a.k.a. the Ball Sack, a.k.a. Intuit Dome, a.k.a. Inglewood's own greatest basketball arena on planet Earth. We are 39 home games away from that, regular season home games. We are going to make a big old splash. Here's the thing about NBA. And a lot of people say anything can happen in the playoffs. Well, I disagree. Because the 8 seed can get to the finals, sure. But will they win? No, they never do. They never have, and they never will. An 8 seed has never won the NBA Finals. A 7 seed has never won the NBA Finals. A 6 seed did it once when they were the returning champions. A 5 seed has never won the NBA Finals. A 4 seed did it once when they were the returning champions. I'm talking about the Houston Rockets, and I'm talking about Larry Bird's Celtics. They are the only two teams, Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon and Larry Bird, the Dream playing in a Jordanless NBA. Did it as a 6 seed, Bird as a 4 seed. Only ones ever, ever. You have to be 1, 2, or 3 if you want to win the chip. That is a fact. That is irrefutable. And if you say anything can happen in the playoffs, you're wrong. That's the only old head mentality that needs to be out there. Because the New York Knickerbockers couldn't do it. The Miami Heat couldn't do it. 8 seeds can't do it. They can get there, but they'll lose every time. And that is super rare. You got to be a 1 seed, a 2 seed, or a 3 seed if you want to be an NBA champion. You cannot be a 4 seed or a 5 seed or a 6 seed, 7 or 8, unless you're a returning champion. And it's only happened twice ever, and that was 4 and 6. 8, 7, 5 never happened ever. So what is my point? My point is the regular season does matter, friends. The fact that this is happening game 4 is amazing. Obviously, tonight in downtown Los Angeles, we're not going to see Harden suiting up for your Los Angeles Clippers. And probably not tomorrow night when you see them travel to that horrible city, Los Angeles, where the L Word plays. But the LA Clippers tonight will not feature a suited up Harden, but they have Harden. He's here, folks. He is here. Will he be here tomorrow night versus the L Word? We'll find out more. And when we know, you'll know. But here's the deal. James Harden is a Los Angeles Clipper. Why did they do this? Because James Harden is one of the greats of all time, as is Russell Westbrook, as is Kawhi Leonard. These three men have assembled. Oh, sprinkle in Paul George and Ivica Zubats. Sprinkle those guys in because you got to be 1, 2, or 3 in the Chris Wild Wild West. You just have to be. If you want to win it all, which is what Stephen Ballmer wants to do. So he's assembled this super team. And here we go. Holy crap. This is going to be a circus located inside of a zoo on a rocket ship that is on a one-way course to Planet Entertainment. And Clipper Nation, we have not sold out a game yet this season. There's only been 2. But, you know, Scoot What's-His-Nuts, who was the number 3 pick maybe, he stunk. Okay, Wemby had flashes of brilliance in a lose by 40 effort. He was very vulnerable and got exposed. Yeah, he had flashes. He's 7'3". He's a unicorn. Can't shoot very well. So that's, you know, that's a stubbing of the toe. You know who can shoot well? Everyone on the Los Angeles Clippers, except for Robert Covington, who, by the way, is now a Philadelphia 76er. Marcus Morris, we haven't seen him in months. He's going back to Philly, where he is a Philadelphia 76er. Nicholas Batum, who's probably going to retire this season, according to his wife on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, then will play in the Olympics, I think in Paris for Team France, probably with Wemby. Anyway, Might get another silver medal. The guy's a knighted Frenchman. The guy is a Philadelphia 76er. And KJ Martin, I kept shouting when I was with the amazing Clipper faithful who stood the whole game, chanted, cheered. It was great. It was wonderful. And we won by 40. I was talking to those guys and I go, KJ Martin, every time he had the ball, I was yelling, make me love you. Make me love you. Make me a believer. He didn't impress me in three games. He honestly didn't. His best game as a Clipper was game three. He's a Philadelphia 76er. I'm going to miss seeing Kenyon Martin Sr. at the games. I saw him game one. Me and Hank totally nerded out when we saw Kmart. Saw Lamar Odom in the building the other night when the Clippers won by 40 against Wemby and Pop. Great time. If you are in the building, just mosey on down to 107. But my point about the building is those first two games were not sellouts. Maybe 80% capacity, 85% capacity max. Max. And the energy in the building was outrageous. Great. Clipper fans were there. They were loud. They were proud. But they were not capacity crowd. They were loud. They were proud. But they were not capacity crowd. Well, guess what? That's over. Sellout games. Here we go. Here we go. Sellout games. I won't be in the building tonight, sadly, because I'm a super dad on Halloween. It's my first miss of a home game this regular season. And then obviously tomorrow is away at Elwood. But I'll be in the building when we come back from our road trip. We go New York, New York, a city so nice they named it twice, New York and Brooklyn. We play Dallas, and then we're back, I don't know, whenever. Gosh, some Sunday afternoon crap game. Staples Center, man. So mad that we're leaving. They are just really giving us the worst schedule possible. But that all ends. That all ends. Now we are officially, we are no longer under the radar. We are no longer go to the arena night of, buy a $15 ticket, and then sit in 107 with the crazies and have the time of your life. Meet Chris Kowild. Meet Dime Dropper. So those days are over, friends. We got James Harden. We got Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. Russ, Kawhi, and PG were not enough. We're not enough to sell out the arena. Even with Wemby, not enough to sell out the arena. But I'm telling you, the James Harden homecoming, oh, that's enough. Harden, Westbrook, Kawhi, PG. The games will sell out. The games will be fun. Are you not entertained, Clipper Nation? Holy cow. James Harden is a Los Angeles Clipper.
Holy smokers, Mike Smith. Oh me, oh my. Fear the beard.
James Harden is a Los Angeles Clipper. I'm Chris Kowild doing a special emergency clip cast. I will be back on the air with Burbank Hank as soon as humanly possible or as soon as he wakes up. We'll have another brand new episode out today. And then we planned on doing an episode after the back-to-back. I honestly don't know or care who won last night when Orlando Magic came to town and played the L word on night two of a back-to-back. I know we have the Orlando Magic on night two of a back-to-back for them, and then we have the L word on night two of a back-to-back for us. Who will be in uniform for either one of those games? Harden's not going to be at that Magic game. Not possible. I doubt it. Very much so that he's at the L word game. He could be. He could be. He could be. He could be. Well, we'll be watching. We'll be watching regardless of who wears that beautiful Clipper uniform because we are Clipper Nation. We are there sellouts. We are there when we can barely fill the lower bowl, let alone the 200s, let alone the 300s. Because if you listen to this show, you are a, like me, Clipper psychopath. You are psychotic for the Los Angeles Clippers. You, if someone cut you, you would bleed Chuck the Condor. He would pop out of your veins. I saw a Loy Vaught jersey. Am I even saying that right? Loy Vaught? I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. Only Clipper fans know how to say Loy Vaught. I don't know if I'm saying it right. If you listen to this show and you love this show, it's because you're a Clipper psychopath. And guess what? Congratulations, my fellow Clipper psychopath, because you and I, we deserve this. We deserve nice things. We deserve the greatest arena on planet Earth. We deserve one of the great all-time point guards Russell Westbrook. Oh, P.S. We also deserve James Harden, who is arguably better than him. This is a homecoming for Harden and Westbrook. They've been paired up a couple of times. One time they got to the NBA Finals together. It's crazy. We've seen Westbrook deny the Clippers their first ever conference finals berth. We've seen James Harden deny the Clippers their first ever conference finals berth. But now they have formed as Clippers. They have assembled. This is a super team. We are no longer under the radar. The games will not be empty. Hannah and DJ Dents, all pressure on you to perform because all eyes will be on Figueroa and 12th, in between 11th and 12th, in between Olympic and Pico, in between Figueroa and maybe Chick Hearn Court. I don't know. Where the 105 meets the 10 and the 101, and it's honestly the worst for driving. That's why we're moving to Inglewood, because Inglewood is up to lots of good in the future. Inglewood has already hosted a world champ, LA Rams, local heroes. They won the Super Bowl in Inglewood. Well, it's time for some NBA champions to raise that golden Larry O'Brien ball trophy in the ball sack, Steve Ballmer Sports Access Center. It's going to happen. We might hoist that trophy at the Crypto.com arena where they are desperately trying to show fans, we don't suck. This arena doesn't suck. See? There's these new fancy seats that no one's in for Clipper games that recline a little and are just a hair wider. And they're not even as comfy as, like, you know, the Regal movie theater seats that are across the street. Anyway, Staples Center, the Crypto.com arena, the Hockey Shitbags. The Hockey Shitbox. What a terrible place. I'm sure it's great to see a hockey game. I've seen a couple of hockey games there. It was great. And sure, I've seen 24 years of Clippers basketball in that arena. It was great. And I was there for 21 years of them. It was great. And no, we did not win a championship in any of those years. But man, we had fun. And we have been a winning basketball team for 12 seasons. 13 seasons in a row, is it now? I honestly can't even remember. It's the longest active streak in the NBA. And we've got the best, richest owner in professional sports. And look what he has done. We no longer need to have the luck of the ping pong ball and get Blake Griffin and then have him not be a bust his rookie year and build around him, which is what we did. We no longer have to get a great pick and be lucky and see if it works and then hopefully build. The hopefully building stages are done, my friends. It's officially a destination team like Miami, like the you-know-whos, and it's us. That's really it. I mean, no one wants to go to Boston. It's freezing cold. No one wants to go to New York. It's freezing cold and the people are jerks. Oh, P.S. The jerks in Boston are jerkier than the jerks in New York. Philadelphia, horrible, horrible city with horrible people. I know because I'm from Jersey. And so North Jersey touches New York and filled with those jerks. And South Jersey touches Philadelphia and those jerks. And then New Jersey's the biggest bunch of jerks of them all. It's why I moved. It's why I moved. And upon moving to Los Angeles in 1998, 25 years ago, I was like, wow, everyone in LA is really nice. The weather is really nice. This is a destination. And I went to an L Word game and I was like, no, I like these guys. And I was on a show called Strip Mall on Comedy Central, and my castmate, Allison Dunbar, was married to Sean O'Donnell, who had the most minutes in the penalty box in the NHL that season, and he had tickets for every event at Staples in the premiere section. So Allison would throw me L-Word tickets, and it was 99-2000, and the L-Word had Kobe and the lovable Shaq O'Neal, and they beat the Indiana Pacers in the NBA Finals. And first round, I went to see game five in a deciding game five. Back then, it was best of five series. And they played Sacramento Kings with Jason Williams, White Chocolate, who was a Clipper, by the way, briefly. They put him on the damn ticket, and he decided to retire instead of being a Clipper. I used to have to go to games with Jason Williams on the damn ticket, and he decided to retire. And then he came out of retirement and joined Miami Heat, a destination team, and won a chip. But guess what, friends? Miami Heat, they're not the only destination team. No, 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 no. The Clippers are a destination team. It's official. We have arrived, and we're about to get the shiniest new toy in all of professional sports. One that I think is going to make SoFi Stadium look pedestrian. But what do I know? And football's, it's just so big and impersonal. NBA is intimate. The Intuit Dome will be intimate. We will sit less, vastly more comfortably than the hockey shitbox. The hockey shitbox sits like 19,000 and change to capacity. The Intuit Dome, the Steve Ballmer Sports Access Center, will sit under 18,000, I'm being told. Plugs, electrical sockets in every seat. Bring your chargers, friends. Charge those phones. Don't worry about it. It's going to be the most interactive NBA experience out there possible. There's going to be the most turlets, the most facilities per ticket holder of any sporting event on planet Earth. Do you understand? You got to take a leak and you don't want to miss the game. Don't worry. There's a leaker right by your very comfortable seat and a shot clock in the can so you can get back and make it in time for more exciting Clippers destination basketball. James Harden is a Los Angeles Clipper, folks. James Harden is an LA Clipper. I deserve it. You deserve it. He deserves it. Kawhi deserves it. Lawrence Frank deserves it. Ty Lue deserves it. Ty Lue led us without Kawhi to our first ever Final Four. Now he's got a lot of tools in the tool belt. Now he's got a lot of weapons in the arsenal. Ty Lue, a lot of people say he's the best in-game coach in the NBA, makes the best adjustments. Well, now he has the best pieces. We're a destination. We got James Harden. We got P.J. Tucker. We got a guy whose name I will learn to pronounce. Philippe? Is it Philippe? I don't know, but we're gonna find out. Philippe Petrušev. I hope he's Serbian. I hope he's a Croatian sensation like Ivica Zubac. I don't know that much about him, but I will do my due diligence and learn about him tonight and have more to tell you on the next Clipcast, which is coming out in a few hours. That's going to co-star the gorgeous, the handsome Burbank Hank, Henry Dittman. He's going to talk about his feelings on James Harden being a Los Angeles Clipper. James Harden, man, he's here. James Harden is here. Fear the beard. Fear the Clippers. We are no longer under the radar. We are now the most talked about team in all of sports. That's a fact. Deal with it. Gone are the days where you could just, and by the way, the day was like 2 days ago, where you could just waltz in, say, give me a $15 seat, please, and then just walk into 107 and sit with a bunch of crazies and have the night of your life, and you got a whole row to yourself. That's done. We're talking about capacity crowds. We're talking about James Harden's Hollywood homecoming. We're talking about Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. All SoCal, first team. First team All SoCal, assemble. When will we see Harden suit up? Will it be tomorrow night versus the L Word at LA? Oh my God, will it be at Madison Square Garden? Come on! Will it be at the Garden? Which, by the way, I've been to many times to see a basketball game. It is great, but it's not going to be as good as the Intuit Dome. I can say that with authority. It was built, I don't know, decades ago. They just didn't understand things. You go to a game at the LA Coliseum, and they didn't stack the seats. So, like, if you don't have great seats, you have horrible seats. There's no good seats. There's great seats, and there's horrible seats because they just didn't understand. And also, it was built for track and field for the Olympics 100 years ago. Literally, 100 years ago, the Coliseum was dropped for track and field at the Olympics. Not great for football. Madison Square Garden, obviously, you know, built for hockey and basketball. And yes, it is classic. But if you don't have great seats, you don't have good seats. You have crappy seats. And that's a fact. I used to go to games. I had pretty good seats. They were there, so they were great seats because, you know, of my rich friends. I never bought a ticket, but my rich friends, rich dads and moms did. And they took me and I carried on and had a good time. And John McEnroe was there. The Clippers are going to have the best arena on planet Earth to play Clipper basketball in, to play any kind of basketball in. Will they hang a banner up? We're undefeated at home. We've only won home blowout W's. We crushed Wemby. We crushed him. We killed him by 40. By 40! We crushed Scoot, who's a bust for Portland. Just a bust. We dominated Portland. We annihilated San Antonio. Up next, Orlando. Let's get them. Then it's drive down to downtown LA, that crap hole, which don't worry, we only have to suffer through for a few more weeks to play L Word. And then, maybe James Harden premieres as a Los Angeles Clipper in Madison Square Garden. That's just a great story. James Harden is a Clipper. Congratulations to all you Night Owls. I hope you enjoyed this. Good morning to all you morning people. Good morning. James Harden is a Los Angeles Clipper. There will be another clip cast on later today with Burbank Hank. All right, sound the horn. James Harden is a Clipper.